A top FBI official told a Capitol Hill hearing that Khalid Ouazani, who lived here and admitted sending money to al-Qaeda, had been part of a terrorist plot to bomb Wall Street. Retired FBI agent Jeff Lanza said,
"No one would stand up before Congress and raise their right hand and say, we got this based on this surveillance program, unless they really believed it. If this is their best example, though, it may not be the strongest one."
But Lanza also said the FBI may have shared stronger examples with lawmakers behind closed doors. The Missouri Supreme Court ruled that accredited school districts can't refuse transfer requests from neighboring unaccredited ones. The State Education Department followed with guidelines, and Deputy Director Ron Langford talked about getting the kids to their new districts.
If the school district a student is seeking is not one to which the district has determined it's going to transport to, the transportation responsibility is incumbent upon the student or the family.
Langford said neighboring districts could set limits on how many students they would accept, for example, from the unaccredited Kansas City district. Planned Parenthood challenged part of Kansas' new abortion law as a violation of their right of free speech. Peter Brownlee of the organization explained that the law specifies what doctors must tell their patients, and the Brownback administration says,
"Information that the state provides is objective, non-judgmental, and medically accurate when we know it's not."
A second suit over equal protection was filed by two Overland Park physicians. The mayor's task force on airport terminal plans held its first meeting and spent most of it at what co-chair Bob Birkebeil called airport school.
It's really important that every member of the commission really understands how this operates in order to make an informed recommendation.
The City Charter Review Commission also had its first meeting. Mayor Sly James was expected to push for more mayoral power, but said for now he'll make himself scarce.
"The reason I'm not going to come isn't because I'm not curious. I'm deathly curious. But as soon as I show up, somebody's going to start whispering about me doing something or being there or putting the arm on you or twisting you up in the corner or beating you up or threatening you or asking for letters of resignation to be signed or something. And I just don't want to go through that nonsense when it ain't going to be true."
The Kansas Board of Regents met and approved tuition increases of up to about 8%, repeatedly emphasizing that cuts to higher ed funding made by the legislature were to blame. Regents also voted for raises for administrators to be paid for from private donations. The thieves that took a life-size statue from outside the Frontier Trails Museum were apprehended, but not before they had chopped it into pieces and tried to sell it as scrap metal. The museum's Dave Emmott said he was disappointed, but
"We knew from the beginning that that was a good possibility."
Wrapping up the week, the Jackson County assessor resigned, accepting the blame for thousands of incorrect property tax estimates. Controversy swirled over why a downed power line at a Kansas City, Kansas park wasn't fixed before a man was electrocuted by it. A Lee's Summit woman won a $13 million deceptive practices judgment against Vatterott College. And it appeared to be final. Sprint would buy Clearwire and merge with SoftBank, with Dish Network out of both pictures. This is KCUR.